Father, without you, we certainly can't do it. But with you, we can. And we trust you, Lord Jesus, to give us wisdom as you take us forth, in Jesus' name. I want to take you to a scripture that has been a part of my life for many, many years, and it's in Philippians chapter 4. And the verse 13 is the one that I ended up wearing on my finger for the past few months. And it was bouncing in my heart to release that again, that I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Because sometimes I don't have the strength on my own to do something. So I know we're going to be concentrating on that, but I want to start with verse 4. Because it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. When I first had the infilling of the Holy Spirit, I had many, many tests going on, many challenges, all kinds of things that were really difficult, let's say it that way. Not that there isn't any challenges now, but I think those times and those spaces of testing were, in my ability to overcome, was almost impossible. I overcame because I kept rejoicing. I overcame because I kept focused on him rather than on myself. And when I was watching Mary on the floor with holding on to the leg of the altar, it reminded me of the things that I used to do constantly, because that was the only way I could keep on going. If I didn't keep my eyes on the Lord, I was done for. But verse 5 says, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in all things, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Now, basically, I wasn't accustomed to presenting my petitions with thanksgiving. I was accustomed to panic and panic prayers. Anybody know panic prayers? Okay. It was all about me. Get me out of this problem as quickly as possible. Blah, blah, blah. And the Lord was teaching me that he was in the midst of my test, along with me. He wasn't outside of me. He was inside of me. And that took a long time for me to digest, because I just had a hard time with it. My brain was in the way. Verse 7 is the promise. Okay? So with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and peace, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, it's in Christ Jesus. Now, at that time, I didn't understand what that meant. I didn't comprehend what in Christ meant. But even last Sunday, when I was trying to make you aware that we were in Christ, in the spirit realm, that gives you a clue that the body of Christ was a functioning reality in the realm of the spirit. And yes, there are times that you're not going to have all those emotions all lined up like ducks on a pond, you know, everything's smooth, everything's sweet, because it's not. It's not intended to be. But if you give thanks in the process, your mind and your heart will stay in the peace of God, in the midst of. Verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Well, if you're like me, when the storms are brewing or whatever, I'm not usually thinking about how great my God is. I'm usually thinking about how low I am. How I'm in the midst of a test that I don't understand. And obviously my thoughts are not on him, but if I complete the commission, which is go back to rejoice in the Lord always. It doesn't say part-time. It says rejoice and let your gentleness be evident. Now, sometimes you don't feel gentle. Sometimes you feel all kinds of things, and that's normal. But the balance is to go back and run to Jesus every single time, even though sometimes you don't feel like it. Verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, Paul is really saying, take a good look at my circumstances. And when you see St. Paul, he's always got something going on. I mean, it's either a shipwreck or a beating or, you know, the doors are closed for him to go forward. He's lacking. He's got problems. But the Lord is saying through him, take a good look at my example. Now, some of you are becoming examples. Some of you are in the midst of tests that are very uncomfortable, designed by God to mature you. That's what the purpose is. Now, why is it intended for me to be mature? It's because I believe, like several people have already testified, our country is in a difficult space. And I do believe that we are going to be tested. The vision that came on Sunday with the backpacks, okay, that showed me that there's going to be a need, okay? We're just not going to be waltzing around. We're going to have to carry some of that backpack. And it's going to be on our back. Backpacks are on your back. Verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Now that's kind of a twist. Because now Paul is saying your compassion has come to rise. Okay? You've come to an awareness. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in the need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Now, if you remember, that's the focus. That's the place where you are declaring your ability in Him rather than your ability in yourself. Even today, there was a test going on. And I said to the Lord, sometimes we don't have the stamina to declare what God says, but you can still choose to do it. You can choose to lay down whatever it is that you can't change, because sometimes you can't change certain things. And you'd like to. But I said to the Lord, I know that this is going on right now, but I'm still going to declare what you're saying about me rather than what I'm feeling at the moment. And instead of declaring my emotions, I declared what He promised, what His promise was. And I'd like to share with you, I was going to take you to that place real quick-like, but looks like we're going to have to go back because the little tab came out. All right. Take a couple of deep breaths. Thank you, Lord. We're going to be there in a minute. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. I give you praise, for you are the author and the finisher of everything that's going on right now. Amen? Okay. My little tab to glue is letting go. There we go. We'll try it one more time. Amen? The enabling grace that we need is also seen in Luke 10, verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Does that confirm it, girl? That's why I was smiling about the vision. Romans 14:4. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. So you're depending on the Lord to make someone stand. You sometimes, I sometimes would like to see something different. And I'm guilty of that. But the bottom line is, I have to keep my eyes on the Lord and rejoice. Because if I don't, I'm going to get caught in a web. And I'm not interested in any more webs. Amen? And I'm not talking about people. 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. He has made us complete or competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now he's talking about the commandments. He's talking about all the things that are written about thou shalt not. And this morning I had an opportunity to minister to a young man. He's 20 years old. And I had no clue he was a Christian. I spoke with him about, a week ago or something like that. And the next thing you know, he comes over to me this morning, and we're talking, and the next thing obviously out of his mouth is, he belongs to a church, and I'm telling him about, you know, the Lord, and so on and so forth, and we got to talk. And believe it or not, he knows Victor Cruz. And that was kind of cool. You know? So we talked about the Lord, we talked about his family, we talked about his commission from the Lord. And God willing, someday we will get to connect at some point. But the bottom line that I was trying to say is, he was saying how he had been a part of a place where everything is judgmental, critical, and fault-finding. And he said, I couldn't stand that. I can't go with that, because he says, I can't be me. Now, how many know at 20 years old you're still going to be yourself? No matter what the challenge, you cannot be somebody else. And I encouraged him and I said, I want you to stay close to the Holy Ghost and remind the Holy Spirit that he has abilities that you don't have. And so he wanted more information, so we walked around, we talked about the Lord a little more, and the rest will be history. But I want to take you now to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And that God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good works. Notice it's God is able. He's not depending on your ability. Because if you're depending on your own ability, you're not going to make it. Philippians 4:13 I already gave you. 1 Timothy 1:12. 1 Timothy 1:12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength. Again, his confession. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Can you figure that one out? Do you think he feels he's worthy? That confession wouldn't be in there if it was. His own worthiness is lacking, but he's trusting in the one who already began the good work. So I want you to confess that with me and close your eyes. Say, I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, and appointing me to his service. The glory goes to him. And he's doing a work inside of each of us. Amen. So I rest with this truth that he who began the work, he who pressed in and said, I will write my laws into your heart. Did anybody read the reading for this morning in the little book? Uh-huh. Whose job is it to change us? Yeah.
I will.
He says, I will do. I will put my laws in your heart. Now, in my upbringing in the church, it was the total opposite. It was, Kim, you better do it or else. Amen? And that's not the place where he wants us to live. Because you know what? If you depend on flesh, you're going to get fleshy results. If you depend on the Holy Spirit and you keep rejoicing and you do the utmost that you know, the utmost you know is the best you can do. I can't do better than my best, and neither can you. But your best is acceptable. Your best is great because Jesus already chose you to be his. My job is to rejoice with you to the best of my ability. That doesn't mean I do it all right. It just says to the best of my ability. Amen? And you know what? The more and more that I realize that he's in me, the less and less that I rely on myself. And like I told you, Gabby took care of the whole situation last night. I want to share with you guys that if you have any problems and you find yourself with a rooster inside, that my little great-granddaughter, who's 4 years old, found that she could see a rooster in her great-grandmother. And we went to visit, and she was telling her about it, that there was a rooster inside her belly. And she says, Mimi, I'm going to fix it. And so she went and got the vacuum cleaner, and she took the vacuum cleaner hose, and she put it on her tummy, and she says, I'll take care of that rooster. And I started to giggle, because all that was coming into me was, I never seen a roosterectomy, but I did yesterday. So I know she opened my mouth, and I declared that, and all of a sudden she's jumping on my lap, and she says, well, you have one too. And so obviously I received my first roosterectomy last night. So I am free of all the roosters that were. So can you figure it out? We had had a rough day, but after having that surgery, both of us went home giggling because the four-year-old entertained us. So if you really need, I have available appointments for those of you who have this problem, okay? Bow your heads. Father, I want you to just continue to confirm to them your abilities versus their own. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Share some hugs with each other.